Today you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 138. Beware of the five ways curiosity can ruin your writing. Curious writers are generally creative and productive and able to achieve their writing goals all while having fun. This is no surprise to you, I say it every week. Curiosity can fuel our writing projects and our writing lives so we can create our best possible work. But curiosity can also send us off willy-nilly with no plan or accountability, distracting us from deadlines and keeping us from wrapping up projects. In fact, every once in a while, curiosity ruins my writing, and if you're not careful, it can ruin yours too. So here are five ways curiosity can ruin our writing. The first is when we get too curious about our environment. Interruptions and distractions can throw us off, but outside distractions alone aren't always to blame. Sometimes what threatens my productivity or the depth of my ideas isn't the distraction so much as my curiosity about the distraction. Let's say the phone rings and someone else answers the phone, so I don't even have to lift a finger from the keyboard, and yet, a minute later, curiosity kicks in and I'm distracted from my work. Hold on, who was that called? Is that a reminder from the doctor? Am I going to have to make an appointment somewhere? Or maybe we're listening to music and we're in a cafe or a co-working space, or we have our own headphones on and we start to think, okay, who wrote that song? Hey, what's that line? Or we hear the notification ding on our phone or our computer, and curiosity is behind that knee-jerk response. Should I check who sent that, or can it wait? Or isn't that my Words with Friends notification? So it's not only the distractions that distract. It's our curiosity about the distractions that can disrupt a writing session. The solution? Try asking a question out loud about the writing project to distract from the distraction and bring yourself back to the work. It reminds the brain where to direct its attention. Like, what would make this section stronger? Or, what am I trying to say here about the topic? Redirect your curiosity about the environment over to engage with the work. The second way curiosity can ruin our writing is when we get too curious about the next new program or system. Have you found yourself curious about systems? It's kind of like shiny object syndrome. It's when you're curious to try a new organizational tool or word processing program, a productivity app or something. You spend a few hours researching it, downloading it, messing around to understand how it works, and then you spend another hour moving all your information over, and then you're kind of slow using it because you're still adapting at first, and then you start to gain some momentum finally, and you hear about another system, and you find yourself drawn to give it a try. And you go through the whole process all over again. And all the while, you could have been writing. The solution? Productivity experts will tell you this about those alluring systems. The best system is the one you already use. Pick one, commit, and resist anything that's interrupting your writing. Don't worry if Trello's color scheme isn't your favorite, or Evernote's tagging system feels a bit cumbersome, or Scrivener looks a lot cooler than Google Drive. If Google Drive is working well, just stick with that. Curb your curiosity next time someone entices you to try something else. The third way curiosity can ruin our writing is when we get too curious during the research stage. Curiosity is a friend to the research process, to a point. Driven by insatiable curiosity, we research and research and research for a short story, a novel, article, essay, and we follow interesting tidbits, and those branch out to more and more interesting tidbits. But in reality, if we stepped back and took a look at our notes, we might see we already had what we needed to get busy actually writing the story to meet the deadline. Our curiosity about the subject matter can drive us deep into rabbit holes, digging up interesting but unnecessary information instead of using what we have to get going on the project. Sometimes we're overwhelmed by the project, maybe a little afraid to approach it and get started writing it. So we let research serve as a crutch and an excuse not to do the work of finally just planning the piece and writing it. So the solution, whether we're distracted by all the great information or afraid to get to the work, there comes a time when you have enough to write the story. Once you have plenty to work with, use the research you have to get going on the project. And if you find while you're writing that you're missing some information, you can just go hunt it down as needed. A fourth way curiosity can ruin our writing is when we get too curious about writing techniques and forms. We can try out every possible way of telling a story, switching from one point of view to another and back again, insanely curious to see the events unfold through each character's eyes. We can benefit from revising a portion of our work in this way. It's an instructive creative writing exercise, and it might even help us discover the best way to tell our story. But when curiosity takes over, we can, without even realizing it, let that revision process distract us from actually completing the project. And when we completely rewrite a book for the fifth, sixth, seventh time, we might risk losing the heart of the piece altogether. The solution? At some point, perhaps after two or three revisions of playing with various elements and approaches, you'll have a version that works. At that point, resist the urge to continue with so many techniques and forms for that poem, essay, novel, or short story. Instead, tell curiosity to take a break, commit to one approach, and finish. The fifth way curiosity can ruin our writing is when we get too curious about other writers. When you get too curious about other writers and their successes, you distract yourself from your own goals and success. I mean, it starts innocent enough. We look to others for inspiration and ideas. And then we start to dig and dig and figure out what they're doing and how they're doing it and what got them there. And then we start to think, can I replicate their success? Can I write like them if I position my desk in the same way, use the same pen, download the right program? Next thing you know, we've fallen into the comparison trap and we're jealous or discouraged and ready to give up. Getting too curious about other writers can unsettle us or cause us to question our own goals and dreams. And we abandon our own desires and follow their approach and their style and their values and their dreams. And you know, it can work. We can end up imitating that writer out of curiosity and arrive at a level of success only to discover it never really fit us the way it fit them. It's not what we really wanted. The solution. If you sense you're starting to crave or covet another writer's success or technique or style to the point that you're starting to abandon your own, be curious not about them, but about yourself. Open up a journal and write questions like this. What do I want? What makes me tick? What makes me smile? Where have I felt the most energy in my writing? Where have I seen readers respond positively to my work? The better you understand yourself and your writing, the more you'll have to offer as a writer. And that can serve your writing far better than a consuming curiosity about someone else. So be curious about yourself and become the best you possible. Don't let curiosity rule or ruin your writing. Make sure curiosity is working with you, not against you, and you'll produce the best writing you're capable of on time that builds your body of work and makes you proud that you know when to stop and how to focus. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear, everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, in your inbox, here on this podcast, or even in person. I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.